office. And, you know, what makes this more of a battle in Columbia County than, say, in Greene or Ulster or Dutchess counties is the fact that we still operate with a board of supervisors here. So the towns themselves have much more power in terms of, you know, the way the county operates and governs itself. So look for this battle or this tension to continue for at least another year. And again, possibly be reflected in municipal and county elections next fall.
Well, according to our new secret device that we have here in the WGXE up-to-date newsroom, the pronunciation is Chanka.
What? Chanka?
Yeah.
Okay. Chanka. Okay. My apologies to Mr. Chanka for whatever it was I just said. So
Chanka.
Okay, Chanka. So this is one that's going to be in play. So we're going to I'm going to train myself. This morning I was teaching Milo about pronunciations of vowels and diphthongs, etc. So now I get to do some practice right alongside him.
Well, I butchered it last week when I was reading the story, so.
Okay. Just closing out the big thing over in Greene County, the YMCA, which has been people have been trying to, you know, they've been raising $3.5 million for quite a while to build a 12,000-square-foot facility with a pool, the whole kit and caboodle. It's going to go up in Coxsackie, which itself was a bit of a problem. A lot of people were saying, why don't we put it down in Catskill, where the county seat is? But remember, there was a lot of activity in the last decade moving things up towards Coxsackie, because that's where, the head of the Industrial Development Agency and there was a lot of effort to build around the thruway exit up in Coxsackie. Well, they got the Y. Things were floundering for a while, and just recently they got a $500,000 grant from the Dyson Foundation. They also decided to move the project from its own site on 9W over to what's called Hope Plaza, which is where the Grand Union and other entities are. FLAC Construction, which will be the contractors in the project, also owns Hope Plaza. So it seems to be a win-win situation for right now. The Capital District YMCA Board of Directors said, even though they're short $300,000 at this point on the $3.5 million needed to build all of this, they gave it a go-ahead. So look for construction schedules, et cetera, to come into play in the coming months, and for something to be open possibly next summer.
Okay.
So, however far away it is from wherever anybody lives in Greene County, it's still going to be a lot closer to get to than Albany or Kingston or Hudson. So, and just as an aside, I mean, the last I read in Hudson that the and anybody out there who can correct me on this, please do. But the American Red Cross had been running the swimming lessons there for years, and they've pulled back this year because of funding constraints that they have. So if that's, we're trying to find out if that's going to resume this winter, because everybody likes those swimming lessons over at the Hudson Pool, even though it is a little chilly in that pool. I don't know if you've ever been in there.
No.
Just a last, over in Cairo, there's a lot of people are lamenting the loss of the Slater's Great American, which is one of the last of the self or independently owned supermarkets around, and it leaves Cairo for at least a year, who knows how long, with no grocery store for that whole area until that time that the new Hannaford's
trying to
comes in. So people will be shopping at either the Walmart or the Price Chopper, and that also includes everybody up on once you get up into Wyndham, a lot of people would come down, or up in Durham, they would all come down to that supermarket. So the other places you can go from there are up to Greenville, I guess Bryant's, and then that's basically it.
Yeah.
So there's a news item in coming out of Hudson last week about a gun machete incident. All I need on something like that is a headline. Just, I mean,
right.
You know, a gun is one thing, but you bring a machete into a headline and I wake up. It's like a number of years, I don't know if you've ever been to Hong Kong, but you read the newspapers in Hong Kong and all the incidents there. There's no guns, really. But
it's just machetes.
No. It's meat cleavers.
Oh, okay. That's better.
So it's just Catskill or Greene County is getting $63,750 in anti-terror funds for its Department of Emergency Services, and that's probably a good thing. I was worrying about, well, you were worrying about terror here
yes,
this morning.
I was.
You know, you thought, something was attacking the building. It turns out someone's just painting.
There's a guy outside scraping the paint off the wall.
So, you know, the finally kind of a fascinating little thing coming out from up in Valencia where they're doing a sewer project, expanding their sewer district. They came up with, and this came through the Columbia paper, another great resource in the area. There is a small cemetery that will have to be, all the bodies will be exhumed and the cemetery will be moved. But before doing that, they're trying to find out something about the history. And at this point, all they know is that it seems to be a former slave cemetery.
Oh, wow.
And, that's the sort of thing that's really fascinating and they got to move very carefully with because these are, this is a side of the local history that we don't hear much about.
Yeah, right. So I didn't even know it was there.
Nope. We're going to be on that a little more fully in the coming months. Finally, today is when the new report on the local economy has come out from Marist College Bureau of Economic Research, and it seems our labor market is improving, but it's very slow. It's what's happening is that we're adding jobs, but not enough to keep up with the need for jobs. So the recession's holding on a little bit longer than expected. It said 53% of the people who left the labor force because of the recession have moved back in, but they've only regained about 35% of the jobs that were lost. So that's the one kind of benefit that's going on is that single-family home sales are picking up by 14.5% overall in the Hudson Valley. But even that's moving in a way that nobody's quite happy yet with because the demographic is shifting so much.
Well, this is a painfully slow recovery.
Right. It's but it just may be the fact that we were putting off not paying attention to a major shift in the economy as we should have been, and which people started talking about before 2008. I remember it coming up in 2000, 2004. There's just a shout out to Sam Pratt, whose blog, sampratt.com, people should check out. He's got a fascinating piece about kind of an analysis of why people move up here. And it's
I have to read that.
Yeah, and it's from events that pull them up to coming up and staying at somebody else's house to, how a news story works. And it's pretty fascinating. It's anecdotal, but a lot of times that's the way to get us thinking. In this date, going back in history, this was the day in 1908 that Ford Motor Company put out its first Model T car on the market. And the cost of the Model T, $825.
That's right.
Remember, to accompanying this, Ford raised the salaries for his workers so that the car would become affordable.
Right, exactly.
Man, that's a foreign idea. Oddly, this was the day in 1957 that the now seemingly eternal quote, "In God We Trust," was first put onto U.S. money.
Ah.
That was not part of the equation before that, or even in the Pledge of Allegiance. In terms of birthdays, it's in 1924, both Jimmy Carter and former Chief Justice William Rehnquist were born. Now, how's that for a pair?
Jimmy Carter is 88. And
William Rehnquist is still dead.
Yeah, William Rehnquist is dead. So,
sorry to put it bluntly, but also, you know, we were talking about some of the musical or pop culture birthdays. There's Richard Harris, who was both Dumbledore and A Man Called Horace. Do you remember that
mm-hmm.
movie?
Oh yes.
And
oh yes.
And he also did that excruciatingly long first version of MacArthur Park. It was the blues guitarist Albert Collins, Donnie Hathaway.
Donnie Hathaway. There we go.
The wonderful jazz bassist and band leader Dave Holland. Holland rose up in the Miles Davis bands around. He was on Bitches Brew and In a Silent Way, all of those classics. He lives over in Woodstock and is just a real force. He's won a number of Grammys and just continues to be one of the great creative forces in music this day. Julie Andrews.
Ah.
Who's just, boy, did I have a crush on her. Of course, I was like, I think five, and it was because she was big enough to pick me up.
She had that magic umbrella.
Yes, that too. That helped. Yeah, we had a kid down the street who tried the magic umbrella act and broke his leg.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
And then the up-and-coming actor, Zach Galifianakis, who... he was in the Hangover films, and I just saw one of his comedy bits recently. Didn't fully get it, but he's a force. So that's sort of the wrap-up for this first week in October. It's budget is the word for this week, but also pay attention to those lawn signs.